The Africa Report.
Bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour. Ça va très bien. Very, very good.
Telling you, Jean-Jacques, amongst with our politics and everything else, we're still trying to figure out who are bogus doctors and who are real doctors. It's tough in this country sometimes. But nonetheless, U.S. troops are helping out in Mali.
Yes, there's a small contingent. And, you know, again, military guys never give numbers, but it's a small contingent. And the Malian president has asked for them. Now, they're saying that the Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb are saying that there's at least 1,000 fighters there. Well, that's what strategists are reckoning. And they're getting their weapons from Libya, and they're making life very, very, very tough. The Mali government asked the U.S. forces in. I mean, they have now this five nations who are putting in troops in all the countries to stop the integrists taking over. Mali, of course, was seized by the Islamists after the Tuareg Revolution, and the French had to step in to clear it. Well, now, France is still very much involved in that, what they call peacekeeping operation there, and it's saying that Canada needs to deploy troops. They're asking for Canada specifically to do this. The Canadians are realizing that if you make a commitment like that, it's in the long term, and it means political price. As I say, you have body bags coming. Mali's the most difficult or most dangerous peacekeeping theater in the world. So the French pushing the Canadians saying, well, let us think about this one.
And Donald Trump has met with El-Sisi.
Well, there's all these meetings at the United Nations General Assembly. I see that President Jacob Zuma spoke there. And, interesting. They cover everything in this world affairs debate. It's a wonderful time to be at the United Nations. But they, at the same time as they're meeting Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, in Washington has released a report on human rights, which they have to do in order to continue giving Egypt military aid and other assistance. You know, like the U.S. aid to Egypt is more than the U.S. aid to the rest of Africa combined. But they say that Egypt is falling short on human rights standards, and that will bemuse Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. There's no doubt that he's a tough man and came in by using very, very tough measures and keeps those tough measures to retain his power. So there's mixed messages because he's promised support by Trump, and Trump says support of things, but then the U.S. administration says, hang on, you need to be doing better on human rights. And when you go to Egypt, you realize that that Washington's got that part right.
And also talking about those meetings, a rare one between Rwandan and French president.
Jean-Paul Kagame, Emmanuel Macron, that is an important meeting because going back to the genocide of 1994, he accused the French, Kagame, of complicity. And that really broke up diplomatic relations. I mean, they had withdrawal of ambassadors and all that sort of thing. Then things got better for a while. But then back in 2014, just a couple of years ago, Paul Kagame repeated those accusations. So once again, there was this freeze, chill on relations. And, Rwanda was a francophone country. And now they maintain they're not. They maintain they're an anglophone country. But then we did have, just 2 days ago, the British ambassador to Rwanda saying that the elections last month, you know, that was effectively a coronation for Paul Kagame, were not free and fair. So where does he go? I mean, he's got Britain and he's got France playing for major support in Rwanda, and both of them critical. So he's going to have to play his cards carefully. And I think he figures, Paul Kagame does, that he can do it, but it's a very, very complex game.
Well, we wait and see, But, monsieur, shall I dare say then, bonjour, monsieur, merci beaucoup, à la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine, mon vieux. Yes, indeed.
Cheers, cheers. Thank you so much, Jean-Jacques Cornish. Once again, lovely learning French from Jean-Jacques. I believe that means until next week now, this time. Good morning to you.